Let's just do here now the letter and the holy letters of the Rebbe. And this is in volume 4. This is letter number 977. It's dated, Baruch Hashem, dated on the 11th day of Nisan, Tovshin Yudalev in Brooklyn. Quite a few letters we've been reading from Yudalev Nisan. This is the Rebbe's letter. This is addressed to a woman. It doesn't say her name, but it starts off with Bracha V'Shalom, which is the way that you start off, the Rebbe starts his letters to a woman with blessing and peace. And the Rebbe says, I received your letters, one from the 24th of Adar Beis, and the second one without a date. According to your request, I mentioned you while I was at the graveside on the tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, this was Chus Yogan Aleinu. I mentioned you for good, for all that you need. Please also write me your mother's name. Rebbe's asking for that because usually when you pray for somebody, you need their name plus their mother's name. Now, generally, the Rebbe says, if sometimes my answer is delayed, the Rebbe is telling her, apparently she wrote a second letter already, started the 24th of Adar Beis. This is, apparently she didn't have any patience, because the 11th day of Nisan is only 17 days maybe afterwards, not really that much, and she's already on a page. But the Rebbe says, Rebbe is right away saying, sometimes if my answer is delayed, it only means that my response was delayed. But your request that you asked, I fulfilled as soon as possible, which means praying for you, I did right away. So it doesn't mean I didn't pray for you just because I didn't answer, tell you about it. But the writing, that depends on from the various different preoccupations that take up my time. So, you know,
it's obviously waiting for his letter.
What?
Letter, right?
Yeah. Now, you're asking for some kind of a zgula. Zgula is an omen. Generally, it's not my nature to give omens, you know, what to do as a zgula. But as in every Jewish home, you should check your mezuzahs. And you should say that the one affected, I guess he was asking for something, should say every day Tehillim. You should say Tehillim every day. You are for sure correct that you write in your letter that we had suffered enough troubles. And it is already time that everybody should be helped with whatever they are in need of, especially with good health. I hope that you will be able to inform me good news as far as this goes. But what I want to observe over here is that although he says, the Rebbe says, I'm not certain, totally certain, that this applies to this case before us. Generally speaking, the security, the feeling of security by a person in many situations fall away without something which is higher than him, which means simply put, from a person's feeling of belief and trust in the creator of the world in general and the one who creates the small world, the human in particular. But after the great shocks that took place in our generation, I mean, the Rebbe's talking about after the Holocaust. This is 5 years only after the 6 years. This is you're talking about in 1951. The war ended in 45. So you're talking about just 6 years since then. So especially in our generation, when many spiritual foundation have been shattered, and it has torn many people from the deep rooted family traditions in our people. So it also impacted on many different people that they seem that they're hanging sort of in the air. I'm talking even the people that believe, that continue to believe. So by them, their belief became something which is not applicable in the practical life. They don't apply their belief in God to the practical life. you think about it, you say Shema Yisrael, you say Modani, often you also think the words that you're saying, the meaning of those words, but yet you walk around a full day with this idea that you're alone, and everybody draws their own conclusions according to their nature and their soul, how they feel about this. So, in order to bring these people back to their straightened out way, in the reality way, that you should be able to reveal by them their family traditions and the family and the parents' traditions, which is presently also hidden in their soul. So then they will see that a person is not alone, and furthermore, that the person is actually the one who's in charge over his destiny. There's only that much you can do about your own destiny to a certain extent. And the main thing, it hinges on Hashem, on the Eibishter. So you don't have to pull everything on your own shoulders to feel a total responsibility for everything. And certainly not to have a feeling of giving up to certain things or certain situations. When you tie the person with the feeling of belief and trust, which without a doubt is deeply rooted by them, then it helps them become more calm and helps them go through this part of that you're living against your will. You know, in other words, you don't choose to live. God chooses that you live. So it's bal korcha to chai, but that helps you go through healthy, and that you can better accomplish the purpose that every person has in life. So basically the Rebbe is saying, if you have trust in Hashem and you have belief in Hashem, so that will help you also your emotionally and your feelings of upset and the world, what's going on, that it seems to be totally devastated with all that took place. That will help you go through and bring about that you should be a healthier life, and that you will feel better, and that you will be more going on the direct. So the Rebbe says like this: it's self-understood that in every matter, and especially in those matters which touch the person's inner soul, you need to have support of Hashem, you know, to be able to. And here there's the support that you get because of the merit of your parents. That fact that you come from a family and from such parents which were totally penetrated through and through with emunah and betochen, it will eventually have to be recalled by all the children, that they should come to that level. So the Rebbe is basically saying to them that even if their belief has been shattered and they feel like a lot of things are going on, you know, that where Hashem sort of wasn't there for them, or they're having to have doubts, or they're having challenges. So the Rebbe is saying, the fact that your parents, that you come from a family which were strong believers in Hashem, will eventually bring you to yourself too. But you need to be able to realize that you're only a small part that you can in charge. The rest is up to Hashem. And therefore, that will help you let go of things, and you will be able to be healthier. The Rebbe says, I'm hoping that you will be able to relate to me good news. And I conclude with the wishes for a kosher and happy Yom Tov to you and all of yours. And blessing that you should be able to give very good news very soon. I would be interested to know about your family, how your family members and the makeup of your family, etc. Now, again, it's a lot of times these letters are hard because we don't know exactly what you mean. Writing to the Rebbe, and we're just seeing the response. It would have been, a lot more,
it seems like she's a Holocaust survivor.
Yes, there's no question.
No question. The point is, she doesn't, she has questions about faith.
Questions of faith, and also what she said.
Is there really a God that to let this happen? And I was a part of it. And if there was a God, should I still believe in that person?
What she was asking, I guess, for the Rebbe to give her some omen that she should be able to believe.
Right, something to grab onto.
But the Rebbe said, don't give omens. The Rebbe said, I don't give zgulas.
What does omens really mean?
A zgula means, you know, sometimes, you know, you tell a person, whether a charm or something to you know, something to do outside of the, to sort of help them gain, you know, that belief or that confidence or that trust. And Rebbe says, do the mezuzahs, you know, check the mezuzahs, that's seitelim. All the problems that we have, and apparently maybe the health was affected and other things.
Absolutely, you know, psychologically a lot of these people went over the edge too.
Yeah.
And
Rebbe also writes that a lot of people actually left the religion too because they had issues, and that wasn't...
We can talk all we want about, but we don't know what these people really did experience.
We can't judge anybody, absolutely.
We can't condone them or condemn them for what they decide because of what they went through.
Yeah. You know, and we should never even have to be even close by to such a thing. I mean, the horrors and the horrific things that they experienced
and
what they saw.
These people, it's all documented, and there's still naysayers out there saying it didn't happen.
Yeah. And matter of fact, that I know that I was... I was pretty much sheltered as I was growing up. I mean, it wasn't, I was born after the tragedy, okay, but not that much. I was born a decade later.
Well, I was born 6 years later.
I was born a decade later, but when we were growing up and kids would bring to the school pictures from the Holocaust, I could never remember it. I could never really look at the pictures or see it or really. So you can imagine if you can't even see it,
yeah.
What when you have to experience that, it's not unbelievable.
Growing up, yeah, fortunately,